entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast, episode 120. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Layton. And it is Saturday, December 19th.
It is.
2015.
You know, we're so close to Christmas, and I feel like it sneaked up behind me, and I just wasn't ready for it. I usually like to think that I'd be the kind of person that would always tell people, hey, Merry Christmas. And I've hardly done that this year because it's just sneaked up behind me.
Oh, well, Ruben, I have a great idea that will help you kind of cope with your guilt of not saying Merry Christmas to people. But that's coming up later on this episode.
Ooh, a teaser. Very good. I love being teased. Layton, do we have any feedback from you? Anything the listeners have been telling you? Anything to share?
Not really. I don't think I haven't really gotten that much feedback other than like the little. Now that wasn't even about the podcast. Never mind.
All right. Coming up in this episode, we're going to talk about the not Christmas gift. So if you listen to this before the 25th, you've still got time to maybe change the gift you were planning on getting someone. Each of us will have one for those. And when I say each of us, theater is also here producing the podcasting, the recording, and the editing. And adding unnecessary at moments. We're also going to, Layton, I wanted to ask you a question. You're about halfway through your stay at Hillcrest, and I'm just curious. It's always tough for people to come home or come back from service or from being maybe in Bible school for a few weeks, but definitely in service when you're gone for a year or a few years. It's always tough to come back. So I just want to know how you plan on dealing with that, and if you've thought about it. I also have a story from Greece that goes back from a few weeks ago. And then Layton's got some exciting news to tell as well. So we'll kind of go in that order, saving Layton's surprise for the end. So the not Christmas gift. If you're thinking, maybe you've already bought a gift, and you just want to be, I guess we're not going to confirm the gift you got, but here's some things that you don't want to get someone for Christmas. And these are based off of things that we have seen in lists of the top Christmas gifts to get. So for me, and I don't remember what site it was, but it was, you know, here are the top Christmas gifts for 2015. And one of them was a wallet. And I'll tell you why a wallet is the worst possible Christmas gift to get. It's because men are very accustomed to their wallet. Some like thick wallets. Some like folding wallets. Some like clipping wallets. Some have a wallet, but they've really been thinking about getting a different kind of wallet because they're not happy with the wallet they have. And if you go and buy a wallet, they're kind of stuck with it for the next few years. And some of these wallets, at least the one on the Christmas list, was like $100 because it was made out of real leather. And so a wallet is probably the worst Christmas gift you could get someone.
All right.
That's my spiel.
Okay, I could see that.
Layton, what's your not Christmas gift?
Not Christmas gift? For the most part, this isn't for everything, but for the most part, I'm sorry, but just gift cards are not that great of a gift. Like, I'm sorry, but like, other than the only two gift cards that I'll really appreciate are Amazon and
the coffee shop.
The coffee shop, of course, because you know I go there all the time. Not
wait, what
if I would if I could.
What if people like specifically ask for gift cards though?
Well, that's different.
Well, that's fine, but it's just kind of strange to be like, hey, here's some money, but you can only spend it in one place.
I agree with you, Layton, and it is an easy out because the giver doesn't have to put a lot of thought into it. And
exactly.
I have been known to give gift cards as gifts because it's tough for me to think of what someone might actually appreciate. But I do always give Amazon gift cards.
Yeah. Amazon is okay, because there's so much you can get, and but it's like specific enough, especially if it's someone that you know that has Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. If they have Amazon Prime, you are completely warranted to give them an Amazon gift card because they want an excuse to use Amazon.
And Layton, this is the truth. If probably the best gift you could give someone this year would be the gift of Amazon Prime. I'm not
that's
sure.
How much is that? That's like a $70 gift.
Yeah.
Or is that an $80
gift? It used to be $70. It might have changed the last few years, but it's around that.
I thought it was like $100 a year.
Okay, it might have went up. It used to be $70, but it very well could have gone up.
Yeah. So, yeah, an Amazon gift card, or I will also accept an iTunes gift card. iTunes isn't too bad either.
Now, is this since you have an iPhone that you appreciate that? Would you have been okay with an iTunes gift card before you got an iPhone?
Not really, no.
Yeah. I agree. The person needs to have be some kind of Apple user in order to appreciate it.
Exactly.
All right, I like that. Theodore, what's your not Christmas gift?
I would say clothes because it's really hard to get the right size and you don't really know what they like. And, well, clothes for something for me, I'm really picky. And if I like some certain kind of pants, I'll buy like 10 of them and only wear that kind of pants and stuff like that. And I'm really picky about my jackets too, so I would say clothes is a no-no.
And also, with clothes, if they don't fit you, it's like enough of a hassle to be annoying, like to return them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I agree. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Your three items to not give someone this Christmas season, or any time, I guess. Yeah, this is relevant for any time, birthdays or just wanting to give someone something.
Yeah.
All right, Layton. So you've been at Hillcrest now for half a year. You're going to be coming home here in the next half year. Have you thought about, you know, the toughness and dealing with coming back home?
Yeah, I have. I think it's going to be a lot like going to Hillcrest. Like, the more you put yourself into it, the easier it will be to assimilate.
Ooh, I think that's that is the right word. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Because I mean, with Hillcrest, I didn't feel like it was that hard for me to adjust to it and to kind of find my place here. And at home, I don't think it'll be too hard to find my place. I don't think. But yeah, I've thought about like what I'm going to do for a job or something along that lines. Mm-hmm. And speaking of jobs, that's another teaser coming up with it.
All right. No, I think you're right, Layton, about how to make it easier is just really putting yourself really into it.
Well, and then also, like, I mean, it is good to, like, reminisce and, like, you know, think about the good times that you've had. But I've seen so many people come home from service and, like, they get back home and all they can do is talk about service all the time. That's the only thing that gets them excited about anything, mm-hmm. is if it's in relation to where they were at in service. And then that's good that you had good memories, but at some point you have to stop dwelling in the past. Ugh.
I agree. And we'll be preaching to you when you come back if that happens.
We won't need to preach to you, Layton, because you got it all figured out.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Did I ever tell you guys about the time when we had a luggage taxi when we were on our cruise in Greece?
Ruben, quit dwelling in the past, okay? Greece is way over, okay? Oh, I'm so sick of it. No, okay.
Basically, this was actually in Italy. We that's where the plane flew in. That's where the cruise actually took off from, was in Venice, Italy. And the streets are very narrow there. In fact, most of, at least the part of Venice where we were at, there weren't even cars. We just kind of walked around or went by boat, which we did do that. But to get our luggage, we had, 10 to 12 full-sized luggage items. And rather than cart these from where the ship ported to our hotel, we hired a luggage taxi guy. They had some kind of word for it. And basically, it's just a guy with a cart, like a dolly, two wheels, it pivots. He packs on the luggage, reclines it back, and he could take about 10 items. So it was pretty amazing. But that was about the max. So he took us from the port back to the hotel, and then we were there for a day, and then we were going to head back to a boat, not the ship, but to a boat that was going to take us to the airport. Okay. And we were leaving early in the morning, so we had contacted him and told them, hey, this is when we're going to be leaving the hotel. Please come pick us up. We have this many pieces of luggage. So he gets there in the morning. We're all kind of groggy-eyed, and it's I don't think it was the same guy. I don't remember anymore. It was a different guy. But we have more luggage than what he was expecting. And if he would have known how much luggage we had, he would have got one of his buddies to come along with the cart as well. But he said, you know what? Hey, it's no problem. You have something to add, Theodore?
Okay. My mom, they called him, and she told him 12 pieces of luggage. So I think he was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make all this money. It's probably not big pieces of luggage. So I'm not going to tell my friend about it. So I think that's why I don't feel sorry for him at all.
Well, I don't feel sorry for him either. This is just a great story. But he comes here and sees all this luggage, and he is a little taken aback. And then we actually just took a few pieces of luggage ourselves, but he was piling them onto his cart and saying, oh, yeah, this is fine, this is fine, this is fine. And it's a dolly, so it pivots on two wheels. And so he kind of had to, put his weight on the handles to bring the cart down so it's not standing on the front rest, so he can then push it forward.
Oh, okay. So the weight isn't on the front half.
Exactly.
On the back half, so it's easier to steer.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's the only way it would move, because there's two wheels and it pivots in the middle.
Right.
So, he's pushing it forward. Something about Venice is that there are rivers The roadways is water, and so to get over the water, it's not just flat like a sidewalk. It is that way for a lot of it, but to go over the water, it's like a bridge that arches pretty and somewhat drastically.
But steps.
Okay.
Yes.
It's quite a hump.
It's quite a hump, but it's also steps and not just easily to roll over. Well, so we get to this one bridge, and this is like very late at night as well, but we get to this one bridge, and he's able to make it up to the top, and I'm in front of him a little ways, and then I turned around to watch him, and just as I turn around to look at him, he's coming over at the top of the bridge, and on his way down, he rolls the cart forward to go down the next step, and slowly he starts coming over the top and is completely catapulted over the cart.
Great. Did he get airborne?
I'm exaggerating a little bit. He was taken off the ground. He didn't actually get flung, but he was manhandled by the cart. The cart was having its way with him.
I see. And so his feet did come off the ground.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I mean, he right. And luggage and, fell off.
And the only reason that he wasn't completely airborne, flung over the cart, is because he had his hands on the cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I see. Wow. Was any luggage damaged?
Not that I know of.
Dude, you could have so sued him.
We're not that kind of people, Layton.
Yeah, but he doesn't know that. Plus, you guys are on vacation.
Anyway, I think we took a few more pieces of luggage then to make it lighter on it, but he was huffing and puffing to move the cart. He was definitely working hard, and
he took his coat off at one point.
Yeah, and it was chilly. Like, it was chilly in the morning, but he was starting to work up a little sweat. So that's the story about our luggage taxi when
that's
we were
awesome.
When we were in Italy.
It would have been so funny if you'd have gotten to your destination and then you'd have been like, oh, shoot, I got no cash on me. Sorry, dude. That would have been great.
That would have been. All right, that's it for that story, Layton. And we'll continue to have some more stories from Greece and Italy as time goes on the next few weeks.
Did you take any pictures while you guys were in?
I did. Yeah, you know what? I'll have a picture of this guy. I don't have a picture of him coming over the top, but I have a picture of him rolling the cart. I'm standing behind him from when I took this picture. But right when it happened, I've been savoring this moment because I've been wanting to share this story for so long.
Awesome.
And yeah, I'll put a picture on the website.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Layton.
What? Should we do my story?
Let's do your story.
All right. And this is what I was talking about when I said that you talked about feeling guilty that you haven't said Merry Christmas to more people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so when was it? My goodness, my days are all blending together. Because I was on night duty like this past week. My night duty ended, when was it? Thursday night, I believe.
Yeah, two weeks ago, you said you were going on night duty, I think, that Thursday night.
Yes.
2 weeks ago.
Something like that. But I only went on for 1 week.
Yeah.
Two. Anyways, I think it was... No, I'm sorry. Wednesday night was my last night. Thursday morning, then, after coming off of, like, working a full shift, so, like... 10 o'clock Wednesday night to 8 o'clock Thursday morning, worked that shift. And then we had a day, a group of us went up to St. Louis. And we were going to, what were we going to do? We were going to the zoo. Then I think it was like closed or something. So then we decided to go to the Arch instead.
Okay.
St. Louis Arch.
And in fact, I saw a picture that you took from the Arch.
Yeah. Yeah. I took multiple pictures. But yeah, there was one that I posted on Instagram and Facebook.
You should talk about that picture a little bit because it was unclear to me exactly what it was.
I know. But wasn't that a cool part of it?
It was, but it was kind of the sense of modern art, which sometimes looks cool, but is also at the same time pointless.
It wasn't pointless, because I explained it. It's just you didn't understand it.
I know.
Oh, little minds. Anyways, well, we could go through all that then. But yeah, we went to the Arch, we went up to the top, and, you know, I took pictures. Whatever. And then while we were up there, we prayed, and it was really cool. We got to pray like over the city, kind of.
Okay.
Like the city is laid out before you when you're up there. You can see through these little windows.
Mm-hmm.
And so we prayed over the city and everything. And then after that, we went out and did our witnessing, which was the whole reason that we were there for.
Oh, is that also what you would have done at the zoo?
What, witness?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to pass out literature at the zoo, I don't think.
Okay.
I don't know, though. I could be wrong, but I think it would be really frowned upon.
Okay.
Anytime it's, like, in a business, or even at the entrance of a business, they, like, will get upset very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you want it to be in a very, like, a public place. Like, where anyone can be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, on the street.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Anyways, we went to the Arch, we prayed, we did our street ministry. That's kind of like a rough summary, but we'll get into some details. First of all, something I learned about the Arch that's kind of cool. I did not know this before, but the St. Louis Arch is exactly 630 feet wide And it's 630 feet tall. So it is as tall as it is wide.
Okay, so it could be a perfect circle? Or a perfect half circle? I mean, it's not, from what I remember, but it... Or is it a perfect circle? I don't even know.
No, it's not a perfect circle.
Okay.
I don't think.
Or a perfect half circle.
Right. I don't think so. It's very pointy. But anyways, so yeah, that's something I didn't know. Also, I posted a picture of the inside of the elevator that you ride in, or the kind of little pod that you ride in to the top.
Yes.
Okay, and I posted this picture on Instagram and Facebook, and a couple of my friends, including Ruben, were very confused, and they were like, what am I looking at? I feel like I'm staring into the sun. Something like that. And I think what I'm going to do is, like, if you want the picture explained, it is a picture of what looks like two white circles with yellow in between the white circles. Something like that. And if you want the picture explained, I think we'll post it on the website. What we'll do is we'll have a picture of the kind of like a zoomed out picture, because my picture was cropped quite a bit. And so if you get a fuller picture of it, it'll explain itself a little bit better.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Did you want to have post? Did you want, I mean, you want to show the other picture too? That's not yellow.
Exactly.
The gray one. Okay. So just text me what you want to say underneath the picture or to describe the picture along with each picture.
Okay. A caption with each picture.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. But yeah, so that all happened. Took a tour of the arch, whatever. And then now the street ministry. Street ministry this time, like this is my second time going to St. Louis, was really, really awesome. Especially because of the fact that it was like the Christmas season.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could just go around passing out. We had some wristbands with different colors on them, and then like a track that would go with the wristband that explained what each color meant and just kind of laid out the story of salvation and everything. And like after you'd give them that, you could just like farewell them with Merry Christmas. So we got to say a lot of that.
Okay. So you made up for my lack of saying Merry Christmas.
I didn't really make up for it. I just kind of made you guilty for not doing as I do.
So you just did your share, but I still am supposed to do my share.
Yes, yes. You still have to do your share of Merry Christmasing.
All right.
And yeah, obviously, they're in the city, you meet a lot of different people. There was also a game last night. Or not last night.
Thursday night. Yes.
Yeah, in St. Louis.
The St. Louis Rams versus...
The Rams were playing...
Someone. I don't know, but it was a football game.
Yeah, and people were like really, really revved up. Yeah, there were a lot of people, lots of traffic, especially in the evening. Boy, oh boy. And it was really cool. There was a group of us. There was just three of us that went and walked around the whole dome.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. And we like kind of passed out tracks as we went. That was kind of cool.
Any instance in particular that really stood out as far as meeting someone and talking to someone?
Yeah, there was. Okay, so we had to use the bathroom it was kind of like this theater plaza thing. So we went in there. And there were two guys sitting there. I think they were drinking beers and smoking cigars. And they kind of called me out, like, "Hey, man, what are you doing?" Whatever. And they were kind of a rowdy bunch. And then he was like, "Where are you guys from?" And I was like, "We're from Arkansas." I was like, "What? From Arkansas? What are you doing way down here?" And
Is that a Missouri accent?
No, actually, I asked them where they're from. They're from New York. And they were like so typical New Yorkers. Like they were so loud. And, you know, their language was not the best. I mean, like using expletives. Like their grammar was decent.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they had some pretty foul language. But they were doing their version of being nice. I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure.
And they were like, at first they were like a little bit standoffish. I was like, it's cold outside. I was like, what? Man, you got a big coat on. Look at these girls. They're fine. they were pointing out the girls that were with me. And like, what are you doing? And it's like, oh, we're just passing out some literature. Like, what kind of literature are you passing out? And then I gave them a track and a wristband. And they were like, oh, like, you're spreading the good news. Like, yeah, yeah. Spreading the good news about Jesus Christ. And he's like, and the one, the older guy, there are two guys sitting there, and the older guy, I think it was the younger guy's dad, was like, he like points at me and is like, you know what? It's a sick world. It's a sick world we're living in.
I love it.
It's a messed up world. And I was like, yeah, yeah, it is. But, you know, we're going around and we're trying to bring out the good in it. And the other guy, the younger guy, he like puts out his hand. He puts out his hand. He's like, you know what? Put her there. So that's like, I shake his hand. It's like, give me more of those tracks. And I want some more wristbands. I want to be going to that game. And I want to pass them out to some people. I was like, all right, that's cool.
That's cool.
So he gave him more tracks and wristbands. He really made my day.
I love encounters like that where it's just people, I mean, just being genuine. You know, it's not like they have a front on. They're just kind of being themselves.
Exactly.
But it's fun.
Yeah, exactly. They were being nice, but they weren't putting on a show. They weren't like trying to like get something out of you, whatever. They were just having a good time and respecting you for what you do.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool.
That is cool. All right. Well, Layton, are you ready to head on?
Yeah, that pretty much takes care of the whole St. Louis trip.
Okay. Right, you want to move on to the thing you teased at the beginning about? You're in service now. What you gonna do when you come back? That whole tease.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, specifically, like, a job.
Yeah.
So, this probably won't happen.
And I think, Layton, I think it'd be more entertaining if you would do this if you continue in your New York accent.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I'll see what I can do. All right, so here's what I want to do. There's a dream of mine that I got. I want to be able to someday to have some sort of photography business and sell my pictures for millions.
I love it. I'm not laughing at your idea. I'm laughing because I love how it sounds.
Yeah, for millions. Now, right now, you know, I just got my little point and shoot camera, which takes decent pictures, but I want to be able to take pictures that could fit on massive canvases, that could be hung on walls that are the size of maps, like a really big map, not a tiny map, a big map, like a world map, like at least, what are you laughing? About.
I'm not laughing. Well, I'm smiling the whole time, but I love this. This is good.
All right, good. Just big canvases that up to like 3 to 4 feet tall and wide. So in order for me to do that, I need to have a really good camera. So what I'm thinking is a little French Kickstarter. And when I say French Press Kickstarter, I'm not saying that we're going to use Kickstarter. We're going to have this Kickstarter on the French Press website.
All right. So
what's the website called, Ruben?
FrenchPressPodcast.com.
Yeah.
So a Kickstarter on French Press Podcast or on the website.
Right.
What would be, like, what is it for specifically?
This is for me to kind of to buy a camera.
All right.
So I can make my dream come true.
All right.
All right. So what they can do is people can go on the website. If they want to fund my dream of becoming a pro photographer, they can go onto the website and we'll have different tiers, different amounts that they can donate. The minimum that they can donate is $5. And since, you know, I'm a generous guy, you know, I want people to feel like they're getting something from me for their donation. So, for the $5 donation, you can get digital wallpaper for your iPhone or your iPad or your desktop, a wallpaper of a picture that was taken by me.
And Layton, is this going to be one picture, or is there pictures to choose from?
I think it's one that
you
make.
Well, I think it should be one that you just pick out.
Oh my! To keep it random.
Well, to keep it simple.
Okay, fine. So you get one. You get one picture that I choose. And
you have no choice.
But it'll be. I won't do like it won't be a selfie unless you. If you request like a selfie, I'll take a selfie, and then you can have it as your wallpaper.
No.
Unless you're a creep, I won't. I won't do. I won't do that.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be some kind of landscape picture, right?
Yeah, a landscape picture. That's mostly what I want to do. I want to do landscape photography, and nature. Maybe some urban photography, but not much because there's way too much of that on the internet. Anyways, so it starts at $5. You get a digital wallpaper.
So, Layton, what if someone wants to give more than $5?
Then they can go up to the $25 donation. For the $25 donation, you get the digital wallpaper. You also get a shout-out on the podcast. And then you also get a small, I think, 4x6 picture. But it and the picture itself is just going to be, you know, once again, a picture that I took, and it'll be just kind of like the regular picture paper that you would
get
from, like,
just a normal print.
Yeah, a normal print that you would get from like you would get developed at like a CVS.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. A little 4x6 picture. Did we agree that I was going to sign that?
Yes, you were.
All right. That is, yeah, it will have my signature on the picture. Probably on the back, because I don't want to mess up the beautiful picture. Well, maybe it should be on the front.
And also a personal note, too, to the donator, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, a personal note. There you go. So, okay, and then if you're feeling really generous, you can give $100, and that'll get you the digital wallpaper, the shout out, the 4x6 the 4x6 picture, and then it'll also get you an 8x8 metal print of one of my pictures.
And these metal prints look awesome. They really do.
They look gorgeous. Ruben, did you buy one?
I didn't get the metal print one. I actually got the canvas one from one of your photos.
Oh, that's right.
But I do want to see one of the metal prints as well.
Yes. They look gorgeous. So yeah, you get for $100 you get the digital wallpaper, the shout out, the 4x6 picture, and the 8x8 metal picture that could be hung on a wall, like a piece of art. And then if you're feeling like, hey, you know what, I got so much money I don't know what to do with, and I gotta make this kid's dream come true, we have a $500 donation that you can do. And that'll get you all of the previous mentions, all the previous items that you can get, but it'll also get you a shoot.
Why are you laughing?
It'll get you shot. It'll get you shot by me with a camera.
So explain, like, would this be at a studio, or how would this photo shoot work, do you think?
This photo shoot will probably be like an hour or two photo shoot. We'll probably go somewhere like outside, like outdoors, and just go around. I don't know. It could be in nature. It could be in the city somewhere. But you get like an hour or two shoot with me. I'll take some pictures of you. You'll look gorgeous. And so you're getting a shoot. You're getting to look good. But at the same time, you're also getting to hang out with me for a couple of hours. You can't put a price on that.
You can't. You can't.
You just
well,
did.
Actually, you can. Well, we... It's $500.
So, Layton, okay, so you got... If someone wants to donate $5, they can donate $5. They can donate $25. They can donate $100, or they can donate $500.
Right.
What? And this is all to help fund this business venture of yours. After, and it's for when you're finished with your time in service, where you know it's not like you're making money while you're in service. But
that's right.
What is this? What is all this money going towards? Did you talk about that?
It is going, I thought I mentioned it, it's going towards a camera.
What what camera in particular, and what's the cost of that camera?
The camera, the dream camera, it is the Sony A7 R2. I get tears. Tears come to my eyes every time I think about this camera.
What's the cost of this camera?
The cost of the camera is roughly $3,200.
And do you have to get other accessories on top of that yet? Or once you get that...
I do. Okay. That's just the body, I believe.
So not a lens or a flash?
Right. I have big dreams, Ruben.
I'm glad.
I've learned something, though.
Tell me.
You have to shoot for the stars to land on the moon.
Is the moon, is that a good enough place to land at?
Well, hey, it's farther than what most people get.
All right, dude. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I love, you know, I love ideas of business and making money and offering services or goods to other people in exchange for money. It's just, it's exciting, and it's just, it's terrific. It's fun to get started in it. And you know what? It doesn't always work out. More often than not, it doesn't work out. But
thanks.
I think it's always worth, it's almost always worth a shot and a try.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited mm-hmm. about this. We're going to keep close tabs on it. By the time that you're listening to this podcast, there will be... over on the FrenchPressPodcast.com, there will be on the sidebar information about making a donation for this. And, you know, maybe it's just $5. That's fine. Maybe it's $25. Whatever you want to give is totally fine, and will make some young man's dream possibly come true. Layton, I thought there was something else I wanted to ask you about, but... I'm spacing on it right now. Oh. If people want to see your current work, where is the best place to do that?
The best place to go is my Instagram. And you can I've wanted to do this for a long time. Plug my Instagram feed.
You've wanted to do this and you haven't done it.
Yeah, I never thought about it. Like, hey, you can follow me on Instagram.
Oh, okay. So it's just, you weren't holding back. It's just that you never really thought about it.
Yeah, I never really thought about it.
Okay.
But it's like very satisfying saying, you can follow me on Instagram at Layton Yoda.
And how do you spell...
With an A instead of an E-R.
And how do you spell Layton?
Oh, Layton. Well, if you're listening to this podcast, you should already know how to spell Layton. But if you just happen to like stumble upon it and don't know me personally, you spell it L E I G H T O N. And then my last name, well, I'll just go with my Instagram, my Instagram handle. So yeah, it's Layton, what I just spelled out, then Y O D A. D as in dog, A.
Yoda. Layton Yoda. All right.
Yep.
Very cool. I guess you'll probably be sending, you'll be updating us with what picture you've chosen. Do you already have the picture that you're going to use, or are you still working on some?
Well, I could use the picture that you bought.
I think that one's an awesome picture. It's the picture, if you're looking at Layton's Instagram, it's the one with a tree that's backlit by what appears to be either a very bright moon or some kind of bright light from the night sky.
Right.
And it's very...
And you got a black and white canvas print of it.
Yes. And I saw a metal one. Or, sorry, it wasn't metal. It was ceramic, like a glass, which looked really awesome with it, too. So I think the metal one is going to be pretty awesome.
Yes.
Layton, what sets you apart? Like, what is taking photography or being what you plan to do and be, is it just as simple as just walking around the outdoors and snapping a picture and finding nature?
Sometimes, yes. But, like, sometimes...
Wait. That sounds like something an amateur would say, Ruben. So, obviously, you're asking this question.
I don't know anything about photography.
If it would be just going outside, then Layton couldn't sell anything.
That's what I was getting at. That's what he was going to explain until you so inappropriately interrupted.
Well, he did say yes, kind of. So, I would say no.
So, Layton.
You would say it's never about going outside and just taking pictures.
No, it's like, no.
Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase the question. Layton.
Okay.
How do you go about taking a picture of nature differently from someone else? You're both outside and everybody has this opportunity to see the exact same things. So, what makes you special or have this ability?
Or
what do you do that's different from just the casual person that goes out and shoots the same thing you're shooting at?
Number one, I actually carry my camera with me. Most people don't do that. They like, oh, we're going on a hike? Okay, well, I want to pack lights, so I'm just going to leave my DSLR at home. Well, you're never going to take good shots like that.
Not with my iPhone?
Well, your iPhone, yeah, it can take good pictures. But if you want to stand out, you have to take better pictures. So number one, quality. And then number two, it's called composition.
That sounds like writing.
What do you mean?
Composition?
Yeah, it does sound like writing. But like also, like your composition is the way you frame the photo. So, like, it's where you place your subject in the photo that can also make your photo different from other people's.
Okay.
Also, yeah. And that also includes, like, angle. And then there's also, like, settings. Like, I actually have been doing quite a bit of research into shooting, like, how to shoot in manual mode with a camera, what each setting does, what each means, and how to set your camera for what kind of style you're going for or what you're trying to bring into focus or, yeah, what part of the picture you're trying to bring out.
All right. All right, well, I'm looking forward to it. Like, the pictures you took already are like, pretty awesome. There's a handful over on your Instagram page. So definitely go check it out. And then we'll keep listeners, we'll keep you updated as far as what's going on, how close we are to matching the goal, if it gets close, and so on and so forth. Anything else, Layton, that you want to talk about with that whole project? Which, by the way, this project needs a name.
Okay.
Operation Layton's Dream.
Operation Layton's Dream. Wow. Yeah, I guess.
Well, maybe you can come up with a name for this operation, maybe for the next week's podcast.
That's a good idea. Okay. I'm not sure I'm settled with operation. I feel like it should be somehow French press related.
Ooh, okay. I appreciate the thoughts there, yeah.
Yeah, maybe like from a bean to a stalk. I don't know.
All right. Layton, what is our word of the day? Before we do that, we will have Mr. Dave on the podcast in January. Got that all locked in and set up, and I'm excited about that. So, Layton, what is our word of the week, and then we'll be wrapping up the podcast.
Okay, word of the week. What's that word? Assimilate.
Assimilate. Perfect. I love that. Assimilate. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Head on over to Layton's Instagram. Check it out, Layton Yoda. And he does have some cool shots over there, and I'm sure you'll be impressed. And by the time you're listening to this, head on over to the French Press Podcast to see some of the pictures that we were talking about, the guy in the cart that was nearly catapulted over the luggage, and also Layton's picture from inside the St. Louis Arch, as well as information about this operation, the unnamed operation.
Mm.
So thank you guys for listening, and have a good week. And Merry Christmas!
Yay! Or if you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah.